This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
I know what you're thinking. Oh my God, 106.5 is broken.
Or you might be thinking, I love waking up to this song.
So Kid Rock was originally scheduled to be the grand marshal of the Nashville Christmas Parade over the weekend. But at the last minute on Saturday, he got booted and replaced because he made some not so fun comments about Joy Behar from The View.
Right.
Here's what he said.
People need to calm down, get a little less politically correct. You know, love everybody except, I'd say, screw that Joy Behar bitch. Everybody.
No, cannot say that.
I mean, lady.
We apologize for that. Listen, she's just got a different point of view than you do.
Exactly. You know, hey, maybe we'll go on and I'll hash it out with her. We'll talk about it. But aside from joking, which I was, go out and, you know, hash it out with people and have your thoughts and ideas, but be able to still go have a beer with somebody and just say, you know, hey, we all love this country and, you know, let's have different ideas, but try to move forward and be more together and realize at the end of the day, we're all Americans.
So I guess it was back and forth for a little bit from the time he made the comment until they actually pulled him off of the parade. But they finally were like, you're out. And they replaced him with James Shaw Jr., who was the guy who wrestled the gun away from the shooter during a Nashville Waffle House shooting earlier this year.
Well, he should have been the grand marshal to begin with.
Well, over Kid Rock? Yes.
Hell yes.
I should be the Grand Marshal over Kid. Anyone. My cat would be a better Grand Marshal.
My favorite thing is what he was saying is we all need to come together and put our differences aside and love each other, .. Except for that bitch, Joy Behar.
Yeah.
You know what? Lead by example, Kid Rock, as per usual.
It is actually fun. Whenever people, and they, for some reason, people often look like Kid Rock when they say stuff like this, but they get so mad about political correctness and stuff like that. It always always amuses me because really when it comes down to it, political correctness is just being nice.
Right.
Like you're mad because you still can't use terrible ways and terms to refer to things.
Now, has Kid Rock made any kind of public statement?
He said that he apologized for the language, but not the sentiment.
Of course.
So Joy Behar actually invited him onto The View.
Did he say to call me a bitch?
Yes.
So all I can say is this bitch and these bitches will be happy to have you on the show and have a beer.
Okay, so took it.
Nice try, Joy. I still won't watch.
Now, where was Kid Rock when he said this?
He was on Fox and Friends.
Oh. What?
Well, they just seemed so offended. It surprises me.
I think it's interesting. Now, listen, full disclosure, I'm a Kid Rock fan of his music. Of his music, right?
That's not making him better.
But
what? What's your favorite
Don't
Kid
try
Rock?
To move past
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why? How?
Well, because at the time when I was in high school, it was Kid Rock, it was Limp Bizkit, it was like Korn, it was like a bunch of all of these.
Rain, that was almost 20 years ago.
I know it was.
Okay, but you're still calling yourself a fan?
Would you still call yourself a fan of Limp Bizkit?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do with him? You wonder why you're single?
Well, listen.
Don't tell people things like this.
You have plenty of bands that you like that aren't relevant anymore.
And yeah. I stand by them. They're not mortifying.
Would you call yourself a Fred Durst fan, too?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You know what? I think I'm getting the... I think I see what the problem is.
What's the problem?
You have terrible taste.
Listen, at the time, when all of these bands
were... At the time, we get it. You are bringing it into today.
Okay. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Yes, Rain, aside from the fact that you like Kid Rock's music, what was the rest of your sentence going to be?
Oh,
that was it.
That was it.
Okay.
You just wanted to throw that out.
No, I was just saying. Like, listen, I mean, you know, he obviously shouldn't have said what he said, but where's his relevance now? That's what I was getting at. Where is the relevance of Kid Rock in 2018?
Great question,
Gavin. And listen, I'd love to answer it for you. There isn't any.
I've said that for years.
True.
I actually called Katie once. This is a true story, okay? I called Katie once because I was at the gym, and at the time, they played music videos on these big screens at the gym that I went to. And there
let's reenact it.
Okay.
Okay, ring, 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 ring. Oh, hey, Gavin, what are you doing?
I don't get it, Katie!
What now?
What? I think you said, well, what now?
What now?
I just watched a Kid Rock music video, and I don't get it.
Okay.
And you said, what? You said, what? This is how it went. She went, what? And I said,
you were yelling more, though. You were not talking.
Very upset. I said, in the music video, it's at one of his shows. And there's thousands of people there.
And he's like, where do these people come from?
I said, did they pay all those people or just almost all those people?
And I said, I'm sure they just said free tickets and beer and people just wandered in. And the fact that Kid Rock was there that's the price of admission. You got to watch that stupid show.
Except for Rain, who was the only one who paid for the tickets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.